What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It's only one station to talk Chicago sports. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. You just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Bears fans, this is where you want to be to get ready for Game 1 versus the Falcons. Featuring Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth analysis with our team of Bears experts. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and Chicago's Big Ten team host number 6 Penn State, Iowa, Michigan State, Purdue, and Minnesota this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are now on sale at NUSports.com. Cubs will try to snap a 2-game losing streak in Pittsburgh tonight. Despite the losses, the North Siders still lead the NL Central by 3.5 games over Milwaukee. Kyle Hendricks gets a start tonight. Stephen Brault will go for Pittsburgh. Joe Maddon joined Spiegel and Parkins earlier this afternoon and said there's no update on Jake Arrieta just yet. He's having an MRI this afternoon on his hamstring. But Javier Baez returns to the lineup tonight, and Maddon had some good news on catcher Wilson Contreras.
He's still good. I was with him on the elevator actually going up, and I was teasing him a little bit, and he is, you know, this guy. I said, you're like a powder keg. Of course, he didn't understand that. And I'd explained to him what I meant in a good way, that you just want to get back out there before you actually explode. Because, I mean, this is not the kind of guy that sits around.
Madden says Contreras is close to returning, and as for Contreras himself, he says it's not up to him how soon he comes back.
The training has the last word. Even though how if I feel better, if I feel good, if I feel good to play, they have to let me know when was the right time to get back.
Cubs will reportedly push back Jake Arrieta's next start, no matter how his MRI looks. Pre-game with Mark Grody tonight at 5:30. Anthony Rizzo has the night off. Victor Caratini plays first base. Cubs have also called up catcher Taylor Davis from Iowa. Meanwhile, the White Sox will try to put an end to Cleveland's 12-game winning streak tonight at G-Rate Field. David Holmberg will be on the mound. He will face Danny Salazar. First pitch at 7:10 from the south side. Ahead of tonight's game, the Sox activated infielder Yoan Moncada off the DL, called up pitcher Jace Fry from AA Birmingham, and placed pitcher Derek Holland on waivers. The Bears had the day off today as they get set to open the season Sunday at home against the Falcons. Meanwhile, the NFL has announced that the Dolphins' season opener against Tampa will not be played at Hard Rock Stadium because of Hurricane Irma. The league's still looking into possibilities of when and where to hold that game. And in soccer, the U.S. men's national team is taking on Honduras in a World Cup qualifier right now in San Pedro Sula. No score in the 26th minute in this one. Searching for a solution to cracks in your brickwork? Visit uswaterproofing.com to learn about foundation settling. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rose and Hyundai. Visit roseandhyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on the score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades and decades and decades and decades and decades of experience.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
Ryan Pace, in the last month, has done what Bears fans and the local media have been begging this team to do for the last 20 or 25 years. He has gone all in on the quarterback position.
I hear you, man. I'm all in.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than that.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
This segment on The Score being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. We get the chance to talk with Hub Arkish, senior football analyst here on The Score. It's our day with them. Lawrence Holmes sitting in for Dan Bernstein. Jason Goff being Jason Goff on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Hub now joins us. Hub, a lot of big national NFL news. I'll start with the game between Miami and Tampa. I know that it's a fluid situation and they're still trying to figure it out. What are you hearing about the possibility of when this game gets played?
Well, they do happen to share the same bye week, and neither team wants to do that. That would be week 9. The problem is if they move the game to week 9, then they go the entire 16 weeks without a bye. There doesn't seem to be another great option at the moment. What you could do is play a Thursday night game before your bye, and that may be something that they'll look at. As far as playing it as a neutral site, I don't think either team would be too thrilled with that. And what neutral site are you moving to this weekend? You've got the uncertainty of where Irma's going to go and where it's going to hit, but to sit and do nothing and just wait and hope for the best obviously makes no sense. So what we know at the moment is the game will not be played in South Florida, league is still considering all its other options.
How many instances can you remember in recent history like this where the weather has forced games elsewhere?
It's a Baltimore game, right?
Yeah,
and all of Katrina, right? Because didn't New Orleans play
in San Antonio?
Yeah, played somewhere else, right?
They played in San Antonio and Baton Rouge, early in that season. And, of course, the Superdome took a couple of years to get rehabbed. So it's happened a few times, but it certainly is a very rare occurrence. And I think what people should understand, this is not an overreaction to Harvey. I mean, this is bottom line. It has happened a few times in the past. This is just, intelligent planning to the best of their ability. The problem is that there is no certainty at this point exactly where Irma is going. And so the league is trying to remain flexible.
The other big story out of the NFL is what's going on with Ezekiel Elliott. And it's interesting that he's practicing until he's being told that he can't practice. What are you hearing about the back and forth that's gone on between Elliott's people and the NFL and the NFLPA and now the courts?
Well, you know, I don't know that the courts are really involved yet, Lawrence. You know, the NFLPA tried to get into court early asking for an injunction before they had a ruling, and the league turned around and said, how can you get an injunction before you have a ruling? So the courts are kind of on hold at the moment. There had been an indication that Harold Henderson's ruling would come down by the end of business today, but that was a couple hours ago, and we don't have anything yet. And I think both sides are trying to move very carefully. I know that Roger Goodell is furious over the NFL Players Association trying to plant suggestions that that the league is trying to you know, be dictatorial on this, and that they didn't attempt to come to some agreement on a personal conduct code for domestic violence. Goodell points out that the NFLPA jumped in with both feet and agreed to 6 weeks. So the case, the question here is twofold. Is the union trying to use this as leverage for other things that have no place in this conversation, number one? And number two, should the NFL be in the business of independent investigations? Legal systems in both Florida and Columbus, Ohio, chose not to charge Ezekiel Elliott with a crime. Now, you don't have to be an attorney to know that that doesn't mean that there was no domestic abuse. But now the league, I should say the union, has basically outed the victim and questioned her credibility. And even in one brief suggested that, you know, how can the league ignore the fact that maybe she instigated him, so to speak? Well, you know what that does to people, or should do to people, when they hear that. There is no justification for domestic abuse. There's nothing she could have done to justify it if, in fact, there was abuse. But in fairness to Elliott, the witness, apparently her credibility has been challenged. And so at the end of the day, none of us really know what happened.
So how should the players and the players union go about this? It feels like they jot down and note very publicly all the things that they don't like about the control that the owners and Roger Goodell has. And then when the CBA rolls around, they fold because they don't want to miss checks. How do you, if you were consulting with the NFLPA, how would you go about kind of telling them, hey, it's coming up here pretty soon. If this is really an issue for you, here's some of the things that you might have to give back, and here's what we have to be prepared for in terms of walking out.
Well, DeMarie Smith style, Jason, seems to be get as much publicity as I can for myself, and hopefully some good will come to the union. And
yeah, you've never been a big fan of his.
Well, no, because he's not honest. You know, I mean, it's really that simple. I mean, I sat with the guy for 2.5 years leading up to the 2011 agreement, with him preaching and screaming, there's no way we're going to give back a percentage of total football revenue, or in those days it was called gross revenue, because that's like writing a blank check. And at the end of the day, he gave back even more than the league initially asked for, almost 4 percentage points and 4 points on $14 billion, which is current. Well, you don't even do it on that, because that's current revenue, but I did some math on this a couple weeks ago in a column I wrote, and what he gave back is going to amount to roughly $5 billion of revenue that should have been shared by the players that was given up in the 2011 agreement. And so now wants to, you know, scream and moan about the authority that Roger Goodell has. Read the CBA. It is absolutely clear that the commissioner has the authority to do this. DeMarie Smith and his negotiating team gave that to them. So that's not even a case, and that was proven in the Tom Brady, you know, suspension last year. They were able to delay his suspension by a year, but in the end, the court said there's nothing here. It's clearly written in the CBA. And so what they should be doing is working with the league on teaching their players to avoid domestic abuse situations instead of, you know, focusing on this one-star player. And then I think it's kind of reprehensible what Jerry Jones is doing, too, because he continues to make statements like, well, obviously, I can't comment on it, but I still believe that the league is wrong and there's no evidence. You know, and today he comes out this morning and says, well, obviously I can't comment on it, but I'm going to have good news for you in the next 24 hours. Well, I think you just commented on it, Jerry. So, you know, Jones is all for the best interest of the league as long as it doesn't hurt his team, but he's always going to put his team ahead of the best interest of the league and the players. And so this is just kind of sordid and disgusting and messy right now. Again, I pray that Ezekiel Elliott is not guilty of domestic abuse. You never, you know, want to see anybody who gets caught in these situations. But while the union, in trying to defend him, is busy outing the plaintiff, mm-hmm. Elliott's done some other things off the field that make him less than a creditable defendant, too.
And the other thing, I always try to look at what are the unintended consequences of stuff like this. If I'm the Giants, my game plan goes in tomorrow. You know, and I don't know if I'm facing Ezekiel Elliott or if I'm not facing Ezekiel Elliott, and that seems very unfair to me.
Betters and fantasy and all the things that are tied into it as well. When and like you said, you hate to think about it like that, or you hate to talk about it like that, but these are the things that actually take place.
You know, guys, fantasy, I get the point. But when it comes to the real thing, it shouldn't matter. Cowboys have the best offensive line in football. They're going to run the ball with whoever the running backs are, whether that's Darren McFadden or Alfred Morris or Ezekiel Elliott. And yeah, Elliott is better than McFadden or Morris at this stage of their careers. But it's not going to have that dramatic an impact on the game plan. So you've got the Cowboys or the Union out claiming irreparable damage to the franchise. That's ridiculous. So, you know, the focus here has to be on what the league's response is going to be to domestic abuse. Everybody should be clear. There is nothing that the Players Association can do in court to challenge the league's right to do it. What we do need, though, is some better answers from the league as to why, if two jurisdictions and municipalities chose not to charge this young man, what is it you feel you have that allows you to punish him so severely?
All right, we're going to turn you over to the people tomorrow, so we got to get our league year questions in with you today. Who do you think is going to be that surprise team that we're talking about 17 weeks from now? Like, you know what? I did not think this team had 10 or 11 wins in them, but they did it.
Well, you know, if I knew the answer, they wouldn't be a surprise. Obviously, we all have our favorite. What we know is that in 19 of the last 20 seasons, at least one team has gone from last to first in their division, and so it certainly seems likely that it's going to happen this year. As you look around the NFL, when I look at just young talent, I immediately go to the Jacksonville Jaguars, because of the last place teams from last year, they are clearly the most talented of those eight, but I don't feel that they did anything to address their issues at quarterback, and I don't know that, you know, Tom Coughlin and Doug Marrone are the answer, but that's one team that you probably want to keep an eye on. And the other one, which is an easier pick, is the New Orleans Saints, because last year, you know, it was the Dallas Cowboys who went from worst to first, but they probably weren't as bad as they were in 2015. The Saints have still got all the same issues, but they have addressed their defense more this offseason. They have addressed their ground game, and they've still got Drew Brees. So if I had to pick a surprise, I guess I would go with the New Orleans Saints.
Let's talk Bears, Hub. What, if anything, are you looking forward to this week against the Falcons?
Well, I mean, there's a lot I'm looking forward to. I still think they're improved, but quite honestly, I'm disappointed. I don't feel like they're as improved as I thought they could have been 10 days ago. I was surprised by some of the final roster decisions. I do not compare my eye for talent to Ryan Pace's. I'm not suggesting they were wrong. But a lot of the hope for this football team was knowing that Jay Howard has the ability to be pretty good five technique, and that Lamar Houston was actually their best pass rusher for a couple years when he was healthy. And I look at the running back situation, I felt pretty good about that with Tariq Cohen as a change of pace guy, and knowing that, you know, Langford could be a guy you could give the ball to 20 times if Jordan Howard got hurt. But now you look at some of these things, and you know, I've got a banged up Eddie Goldman and a banged up Mitch Unrein. We didn't even see him the last couple of weeks of training camp, and a banged up Jonathan Bullard. So while I still think the front seven should be the anchor of this football team and be improved, I don't know how good they're going to be on Sunday. And then I turn around, I look at that running back situation, and, you know, I certainly hope that Jordan Howard can stay healthy, because everybody else is a mighty mite. You know, you don't have another guy now that you can give the ball to a bunch of times. And then most of all, I'm just, you know, you look at the wide receivers, I don't get what they're doing there. You know, I mean, if I was going to fix it, grabbing Trey McBride wasn't really the answer. Marcus Wheaton, you know, Kevin White has to become Kevin White. We know that. I can't predict whether that's going to happen or not. Even if he does, you still need Marcus Wheaton to develop into a starter, because Kendall Wright is a slot guy. I don't know when we're going to see Marcus Wheaton. He's still just catching Nerf balls, you know. So now you're back to Deontay Thompson and Josh Bellamy. These guys have been in the league since 2012 and never caught 20 passes in a season. I'm curious to see what they're going to try and do. I think a lot of two tight end. I think Zach Miller is going to be your primary in a lot of situations. They've got to run the ball 50% of the time with the limitations at wide receiver. And on defense, they're going to be banged up Sunday. Can they still get enough pressure out of that front seven to improve that secondary?
You got about 90 seconds left. Kyle Long, Pernell McPhee. I asked Zach, I'm asking you, what do you think the first few weeks of this season is going to be for both those men and this season as a whole?
You know, I wish I knew more. I think they'll be watching Sunday. You know, and then after that, we go week to week. They haven't done enough in practice to justify putting them on the field and go full speed in an NFL action. A little less so, Kyle, than Purnell, but I don't know how either one of them could suddenly be ready. So I fear that you got to go without them week one. And, you know, just realistically, based on being in NFL game shape, you're probably looking at a few weeks, certainly for McPhee. Kyle's a tough guy, and he did do some work. So maybe you get him back week two, week three. Maybe he goes Sunday. I don't have any insight here. But based on what we've seen so far, it's impossible to assume or predict that either one of them could be ready to play this Sunday.
Hub, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
That's Hub Arkish. Tomorrow is all you and Hub. Your questions for our senior NFL analyst, Hub Arkish. We're going to take a timeout. Mm-hmm. We'll dissect some of the things that Hub had to say, and we'll get you ready for Cubs Pirates, which is coming up here on The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
Then I went out and had supper with Jerry Angelo, and then when we made Passionate Love, and it was a great night for me.
Then really. You read Maya Angelou.
I did.
Yep.
I did. And then we went and saw Phantom of the Opera. That's the kind of night I like. Like to go out, not exactly sure what I'm getting into, just get into something.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Standard Bar and Grill, located on Milwaukee Avenue, Chicago.
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the hiring site that finds qualified candidates fast. At least for the moment, USC's Sam Darnold and Wyoming's Josh Allen need to step aside because the stage is officially Josh Rosen's, who somehow, despite being knocked around like a pinata by a revved-up Aggies unit, reached into his back pocket, pulled out a magic wand, and erased a 44-10 third-quarter deficit. He lifted 10 players on his back, which at times must have felt like 20, and somehow started his Heisman campaign with a 5-star platinum performance. It's easy to anoint the trio of college kids eventual franchise quarterbacks. The hard part's having the prospects back up the bold claims. And while it's only one game and could go a lot of different directions moving forward, right now, if I'm the Jets or the Niners or anybody else with a real chance for the number one overall pick, there's one name several slots ahead of everybody else, and that name is Josh Rosen. I'm BT.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. One of the most popular loans that we are currently doing at the Home Loan Expert Office is a cash-out refinance. Here's why. Mortgage interest rates are at the lowest levels of the year, home values continue to skyrocket, and the summertime credit card debt has piled up. Credit card interest is not tax-deductible, but mortgage interest is. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich and apply online today for your cash-out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
60, 59, 58.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Canals Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
There's some things in life you don't want to miss, like the boat.
Ah, nuts.
The joke.
What's so funny?
Your own wedding.
Well, that's not today. Oh, that's today.
Or an amazing deal, like the Xfinity Best Offer of the Year. You'll get Xfinity X5 for the speed, coverage, and control you need for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Xfinity X1 with easy access to Netflix and the Xfinity Stream app for the most shows and movies on the go. You can't get all that with AT&T. Plus, if you add Xfinity Mobile, you can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your internet. You don't want to miss the Xfinity Best Offer of the Year. New customers can get the X1 Star Charter Triple Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And get X1 DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to add Xfinity Mobile and get $200 back. This offer ends September 19th. So go to Xfinity.com/best offer, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Without enrollment, monthly charge increases by $5. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
On Bloomberg.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. Bernstein and Goff Show. Dan Bernstein is in jail. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein.
He is not. Well, I can't say with 100% surety that he's not in jail, but he is not going to serve on a jury, so he will be back here tomorrow. So you get that tomorrow. I'm sure he's going to have thoughts about your specs, too.
I'm so sure of that.
I'm in on your specs.
Oh, of course. He's going to make some weird 80s reference when he was exploring his black side, listening to hip-hop, and then I'll be like, oh, that was cool, Dan. And then...
You're like, I was born at, were you born, 81 or whatever?
1980. Yeah. I was like, all right, Dan, that was cool.
That was great.
Yeah, remember that when you did that thing?
That was awesome.
You say some like Public Enemy line or something like that, and then we'll move on, or some Big Daddy Kane line, and it'll be fine.
It's a good thing. This segment being brought to you by AutoZone. Duralast batteries are proven tough and designed to stand up to even the most extreme weather conditions. With patented technology to deliver the most power during startup, get in the zone, AutoZone. We didn't do It's On today.
No, we didn't have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that's...
No, like, no, it's the 5:30 thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, no, we're going to be out of here by then.
Yeah.
Because we got Cubs baseball that's coming up. Did you see the line? I tweeted out a picture at Lawrence W. Holmes if you want to follow me there on Instagram. I tweeted out a picture at the Nando's, the chicken restaurant, the South African chicken restaurant that's opened up right down the street from us. I guess Chance the Rapper is going to be cooking there tonight. And there's a line that wraps from Lake Street all the way down.
To Randolph.
Yeah, like all the way. It's really crazy that people want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I like Chance. I like chicken. Listen, man, if they would have told me it was a line to see my kid get birthed, I'd be like, send me the photos, because I don't stand in line for anybody anymore. I don't have the patience or time to do it. Clubs,
I kept
parties.
Thinking that I was a bad guy because, like, I won't, especially for brunch. Like if we go out, if I go to a breakfast place and they're like, yeah, it's going to be 35 minutes. I'm like, you know what? There's another breakfast place like right there.
Yeah, peace.
Like right there.
Peace. And the index finger goes down because I'm not sitting around waiting for eggs for 40 minutes. You kiss my ass.
Is there anything that you would wait on? Because I've been thinking about this too. Yeah.
Like, at this point in my life?
Or like is there a restaurant that you would wait a half an hour to eat at?
It used to be Au Cheval, but now we're good there. So like, it just, yeah, one of the bartenders over there is a score guy. But no, I there's nothing, Lawrence, that I will wait in line for anymore. I'm at the point in my life where, like, what am I waiting for that I can't get? You know,
a substitute for that's going to be, you know, as good. I feel the same way. Like, people tell me, well, you need to go check out this restaurant or this restaurant. And I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, it used to be parties for me. It used to be like, oh, I'm going to wait in line. Then started like knowing the promoters and didn't have to do that. There's nothing in this world that I would wait in line for, including movies or anything like that. Get out of here. I got a fire stick. Kiss my ass.
Dan Bernstein will be back tomorrow. Thanks to Nick Shepkowski and Shane Reardon for their hard work.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Cubs baseball is next.
For top quality floors at rock bottom prices.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense. And will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And now, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass pregame show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK and TimberTech, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers911Chicago.com, and Cambria. And now, your host, Mark Brody.
Game two of a four-game series between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Kyle Hendricks starting for the Cubs tonight against lefty rookie Stephen Brault for the Buccos. Another beautiful night here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Maybe a little bit more cloudy. The temperatures have cooled to about 70 degrees as compared to the 80 degrees yesterday. And the Cubs hopefully have put away what was a 12-0 loss in the opener yesterday, about which we will talk more here in just a second. Get you up to date on a couple of things. First, Jake Arrieta, who of course exited the game yesterday with some sort of injury to the back of his right leg. It appears that he is okay. There is an MRI that was performed on him today. We are, as we speak, still waiting for results on that MRI, and as soon as I get that text message, I will let you know, and we will pass it along. It seemed like more of a precautionary thing. It is still very possible, though, that Jake Arrieta will be skipped in at least his next start, his next time through the rotation. But none of that is concrete. Nothing is definite as of now. The outlook, though, optimistic for Jake Arrieta. Same deal for Wilson Contreras. You will actually hear from Wilson Contreras coming up here on the pregame show in just a little bit as he inches closer and closer to returning from his hamstring injury. But we bring in now Ron Coomer, who is sponsored by Cambria Natural Quartz Countertops and over 140 stunning designs for your new kitchen or bath. CambriaUSA.com. And Coom, the Cubs lost to Chad Kuhl yesterday. Obviously, one of the Cubs' best pitchers had to exit the game. And Arrieta, though, he was giving up home runs before he exited the game yesterday. How do you deal with a game like yesterday where it's 12-0 and you just really nothing good to come out of that game yesterday?
Yeah, you just turn the page. I would think by the time the guys walked to the clubhouse and got seated at their locker to get changed and kind of get, you know, a bite to eat, maybe go to the shower, that game's over, right? You've got to learn that early in your baseball career. For games like that, as the game is progressing and the game's out of hand, you've already got to be able to turn a page and move forward. It was an ugly ball game. in all sense. You know, it just nothing turned out right. And Chad Kuhl, for the first time, threw a really good ball game against the Cubs. And this kid is good. He's, you know, a 96-mile-an-hour fastball with a good sharp slider. He had pitched in some bad luck, and the Cubs had hit him. Yesterday was his day, and he did a good job.
Turning the page literally right
there you
now,
go. Coombe.
Yeah, keys to the game. Sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling System, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider. The Cubs still with a 3.5-game lead over Milwaukee, 5 ahead of St. Louis. LRSRecycles.com. Coombe, what are you thinking today?
Well, you know, when you talk about today's game, Kyle Hendricks has to be at the top of the list of conversation. You know, since the All-Star break, he's got like a 2-3 ERA. His win-loss record is 2-1. But, you know, when you start throwing numbers like that in the low twos for a substantial amount of games pitched, you know he's on a roll, and he has been. Fastball has been pinpoint command. The changeup has been outstanding. And, you know, to me, the game is about him today. You know, the Cubs are going to see Stephen Brault. Seen him once in relief. I looked at his minor league numbers, are very good, very low ERA. But the Cubs seen him. He's been a little erratic in the big leagues. He had some issues with command in the minor leagues, but not nearly as much. Today, you just see what you get. You know, he's a pitch-to-contact guy, so he's not an overpowering strikeout guy. We'll see what it is. It's mainly sinkers and a slider and a little change, Mark. So see what we get from Brault.
Thanks, Coombe.
Absolutely, buddy.
Coming up next on the show, it's Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
The hottest Cubs topics and more. Lawrence Holmes, night 6 to 10 on The Score, home of the world champion Cubs.
Hey, Cub fans, Ron Coomer here for Cambria. Are you thinking of remodeling your kitchen? Countertops are the center of attention in the most popular room in the house. Cambria's natural stone countertops made of natural quartz, one of the hardest minerals on earth. Cambria has more than 140 stunning designs that can elegantly enhance any style or decor. You'll also love Cambria's new matte finish, offering a sleek aesthetic and low-maintenance convenience. With all the beauty and durability Cambria is famous for, your dream kitchen or bath is waiting. Visit CambriaUSA.com today. Cambria is a proud sponsor.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So you just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This week, the history of sports. Ty Cobb made his baseball debut this week in 1905. The baseball season ended early due to World War I this week in 1918. San Francisco 49er Jerry Rice catched an NFL record 127 touchdown pass this week in 1994. That same week, the Cleveland Browns became the first team in the NFL to score a two-point conversion. Cal Ripken Jr. tied Lou Gehrig's record of playing 2,130 straight games this week in 1995. And more coming up soon, right here.
Welcome back to PNC Park in Pittsburgh. I'm Mark Grody. Welcome into the pregame show. Cubs and Pirates awaiting an update on the MRI from Jake Arrieta, and hopefully I'll be able to pass that along to you during the pregame show. If not, I will definitely pass it along during this Cubs-Pirates game. And Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio is sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. Here's Cubs TV play-by-play man, Len Casper.
Mark, thank you. While we wait a word on Jake Arrieta's status, it's never fun to see him have to leave early in a game yesterday, and it's just part of the game, unfortunately.
Yeah, for our main core guys, not taking anything away from anybody else, but, there was a big gasp, when your horse, especially, a guy that's just been named, you know, National League Player of the Month, and the, you know, what he means to the organization, what he's meant to the organization. You know, everybody's fingers are crossed, and got a lot of text messages today about thoughts and prayers for him. But, you know, we're gonna wait and see. But, hey, that's why the roster is full of players. That's why we've got other people here, and the rest of the guys got to pick up the slack and find a way to win some games.
The focus is on tonight and this season, but you go back to last year and those five guys, when we talked so much about it, the ability to go out there and pitch every 5 days and to have the season that rotation had, it was probably something we would never see again. It was pretty special.
I would agree with that. You just don't see it. And there's been so many little nicks and bumps in the road, a lot of things people don't know about that not only the pitchers but the players been trying to play through. It's been one of those years where we've really been tested and our depth's been tested, and it's gonna continue to be tested.
All right, as the lawnmower heads past, good luck tonight.
Thanks.
That's Chris Fazio. Mark, back upstairs to you.
Thanks, gents and Cubs fans. Tickets are available for next week's Mets series. Visit Cubs.com today. And if you are planning for a game at Wrigley Field, check out all of the available transportation and parking options. Visit the A to Z guide at Cubs.com. Coming up, haven't heard from him in a long time, Wilson Contreras, as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Cubs Talk with Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score, home of the world champion Cubs.
We're all searching for something in life, like that teacup from Grandma's Best China that you broke when you were a kid and you always promised to replace. Hey, have you checked the Goodwill store in your neighborhood? Ooh, a hot pink designer handbag that looks absolutely stunning but cost you less than $10? You know Goodwill's inventory is dynamic and changes every day? Or how about an endless supply of inexpensive jeans that your kids can burn through in record time? Well, we have over 38 Goodwill store and donation centers in the metro Chicago area. You never know what you'll find at your neighborhood Goodwill. For a complete list of store locations, visit AmazingGoodwill.com.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store.
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at AdvanceAutoParts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, baseball fans. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. A smart thermostat makes saving energy easy. Smart thermostats put you in control, allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely when you're not home. And to make it easier for you to add a winner to your lineup, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and rebate at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, Cubs fans, have a roofing problem? Solve it right away with a GAF factory certified master elite contractor. Just visit GAF.com to find one near you.
The injury report is sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Saw Jake Arrieta in the clubhouse today. He was moving just fine, not walking with any kind of limp or favoring it in any way, shape, or form. They did perform today an MRI on his right leg, and of course he left the game yesterday feeling some pain, feeling a pull on it, did a practice pitch and had to come out of the game. The hope is that it's a cramp situation, and we are, as we speak, awaiting the results of those MRI, which I will pass along as soon as I have it for you. Also, we had not heard from Wilson Contreras since his hamstring pull over 3 weeks ago until today.
I've been running for a few weeks, like you have seen me out there. That's something that you guys know already. And I mean, anytime when I get back, I'll be back. You guys will know when I get back.
Do you feel like you're ready, or have you felt like you've been ready for a little while?
The training has the last word. Even though if I feel better, if I feel good, if I feel good to play, they have to let me know when it was the right time to get back.
Is it frustrating because the drills that, as you said, that we have been able to watch you in, you look good. Is it frustrating to have to kind of wait it out?
Yeah, it's kind of it can be frustrated, but you have to see the things for the positive point. You know, like I got hurt, now I have to recover 100%. I have to be 100% sure that I came back and playing with my 100% to get to the playoff. And I mean, I've been watching the game, learning from the games, talking a lot to the pitchers. I mean, asking so many questions. See, that's something that I do during the games.
And Wilson Contreras was running the bases again today, and after the game or during the game, we may find out about some sort of potential rehab assignment for Wilson Contreras before he does come back to the big league club, getting over the hamstring injury. Who's Hot and Cold, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago.com for emergency licensed, highly trained plumbing service 24/7. Plumbers 911 Chicago.com. Well, Josh Bell, the Pittsburgh Pirates, a two-run homer yesterday in his career against the Cubs, 72 career at-bats, hitting .319 with 6 home runs and 17 RBIs. Leonis Martin, 2/3 of an inning yesterday, 2 runs on 3 hits and 1 home run and 1 smile on his face. The Cubs outfielder making his Cubs debut as a pitcher was hit .91 on the clock. Too bad he had to come in because it suggested the Cubs were losing, which they were, 9-0 at the time. They go on to lose by a final score of 12-0. The Cubs look to reverse all of that today. The business of baseball now is sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs were the first defending World Series champions to be in first place on Labor Day since, anyone? The 2010 New York Yankees. Coming up next on the show, it's our Cubs conversation with the very entertaining Taylor Davis, who has gone viral already. He's next on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score.
When my hair gets too long, I feel off. But after a haircut at Great Clips, I'm on again. That disappears from my laugh. Birds on someone else's car. The 5-second rule, for me, it's 10. I put service reps on hold and play them bad music.
Get in, out, and back to greatness. Download the Great Clips online check-in app. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Are you overpaying on your utility bills? How would you know? Aguera Energy, an energy market expert, helps businesses find the most affordable and competitive rates for their natural gas and electric needs. If you're a business owner in the Chicago area, visit goagera.com right now to sign up today. That's goagera.com. Energy to power your world. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Please visit Aguera Energy's website at goagera.com for additional information. Electric license 150330 and natural gas license 150342.
Meet Chicago Cubs player Ian Happ this Friday, September 8th at the Fannie Mae store at 343 North Michigan Avenue. Get your photo taken with Ian from 6 to 7 p.m.
Well, the Cubs called up catcher Taylor Davis, roster now at 33. Davis, a player who has been all over the place without having had a major league at-bat yet. He's been doing this Zoolander-esque stare down in front of any video camera that will have him anytime before a game, during a game, or after a game.
Looks like you're having a blast with it, yeah?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, as I've said before, having fun on the field and having fun playing this game is important for me. And I think that kind of shows, you know, part of my personality in that video. So,
how did that start?
Chris Negron was with us last year, and he kind of did it before a game, and I thought it was hilarious. And then this year, I did the first game, and all the guys in the bullpen lost it. So it just kind of became a thing. You know, the fans started catching on, and everybody kind of bought in. So,
your favorite stare down?
I don't really know if I have a favorite one. My favorite one on the video is the one where the bat boy looks the other way. I think that's pretty funny.
I kind of like the one where you go out to the mound to talk to your pitcher.
I'm talking to Dylan Maples.
Oh, was it Maples?
Yeah, it was Dylan Maples, and he had just closed a game. And so I was walking out, and I looked up, and I saw the camera. I'm like, all right, this is a good time. So.
And what has it meant to your social media life? I mean, more followers, everything, right?
Yeah, more followers. I haven't been verified yet, though. I'm a little upset.
Oh, really?
No, but other than that, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've gained a bunch of followers. So. Okay.
How good is it to be here?
I mean, it's incredible. It still really hasn't sunk in yet. I don't know. You know, walking out on the field was crazy. And, you know, I know a bunch of these guys from spring training the last 2 years, so that's nice. They're all, you know, at least it's a very welcoming team. But, I mean, it still really hasn't sunk in yet.
And then I guess back to the stare down. Do you do that at the big league level too, or is that something safe for, I mean, how does that work?
I don't know. It's kind of my thing, so yeah. I guess we'll find out. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it or not.
Taylor Davis. Yeah, just Google it. We thank Taylor Davis for joining us, and I'm sure more importantly to him, he's getting a pillow. He gets a gift certificate courtesy of MyPillow. Right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping on 2 premium king or queen pillows and 2 additional travel pillows. Order now at MyPillow.com. Promo code SCORE. Coming up next, it is Joe Maddon, the Cubs manager, as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the SCORE and the Cubs Radio Network.
Molly here. Talk Cubs with us. Mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score. Home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time, and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sunride shotgun in the new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now.
Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 down. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
CBS, Monday, September 25th.
My name is Alex Riley, and this is the story of my life.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan comes to CBS.
Your life's a mess. You're living in my garage, so I no longer have a man cave.
No, you do. There's just another man living in it.
He's a divorced dad.
Whenever I hear this song, it makes me think of a girl.
Mommy?
No, Mommy's song is Psycho Killer.
In the fall's most inventive new comedy.
Is that a wheel?
Yeah, I was trying to reinvent it. It turns out you can't.
Me, Myself, and I, premiering CBS Monday, September 25th.
In store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
So you get this idea for your company. Great. But then...
It's too expensive.
Too complicated.
I want to say yes.
We've never done it that way before.
Yeah, no.
Not during summer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Joe Maddon Manager Show is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. They treat both body and soul. And here once again is Ron Coomer.
Joe, after yesterday's ballgame, is that a quick turn the page and move forward with the game itself anyway?
That was a quick nap on the couch, talked to Jay. Eventually woke up a little bit, watched the 60s on the CNN stuff, the Martin Luther King era. Yeah, it was gone pretty quickly.
The important part about yesterday's game, obviously, Jake Arrieta with the hamstring. What do you know about Jake, and how is he doing?
Well, he went for some tests. I will know more in a little bit until everything gets back to us. I don't want to create conjecture on it because I'm really not sure. Stuff like this could be worse than or less than. You just have to wait and see, because once we find out specifically what we're dealing with, then you get into the next part, the rehab. And you don't even know what the rehab is going to look like until you know what he's got. So we'll find out later on this afternoon, and hopefully it's not too bad.
Today's ballgame, you get Kyle on the bump, and you've changed up the lineup a little bit, giving Anthony probably a well-needed day off.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lefty pitch, and he might not pitch the entire game. They'll go into their bullpen, but we have plenty of lefties on the bench, I promise you that. Anthony, I just thought, needed a day. You got two more here, then you got the three this weekend. Finally get a day off on Monday, so let's keep him fresh. It just looked to me like he needed a day. So give him today off. Caratini's at first base. He does a really nice job over there. And we have every hitter in the lineup today's right-handed versus Brault, except for John Jay, the leadoff hitter.
Kyle Hendricks on the mound today. Kyle's had a great second half of the season. Your thoughts on Kyle?
Yeah, listen, I was looking at the numbers there, 6-90, 7-90, and 6-2/3, 99. Those are his last three starts. That's when he's really, I mean, when he gets those kind of numbers, innings pitched, number of pitches thrown, that's his sweet spot right there. I talked to him, you know, obviously almost every day, and he's really feeling good about himself. I know he's not overtaxed right now, so I anticipate a lot of the same.
Good luck today.
Gracias, socio.
That's Cubs manager Joel Manin. Our national anthem today, sponsored by Mutual of America, your retirement company, shares their spirit of America by recognizing today's salute to America. And coming right up on the pregame shows, we get ready for the Cubs and Pirates, Kyle Hendricks and Stephen Brault. A little something on both of those guys next on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt is going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Ram.
Mully and Hanley talk world champion Chicago Cubs baseball mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score.
When Baez makes some of those plays, like he did where he got that one deep in the hole and he pops back up and that gun, that kid is awful good.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on 670.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And outlets of Chicago.
Lights on here in Pittsburgh. A little bit overcast today. There was some rain earlier today, but it is not rain that I've seen in the last couple of hours. So, and from all the homemade weather reports, as I call them, smartphone weather reports, we're in the clear. Our pitching matchups today for Cubs and Pirates are sponsored by Menards. Save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards, as the Cubs today have Kyle Hendricks on the mound. 6-4 with a 3.32 ERA, aiming for a third consecutive win. 2.31 ERA and 9 starts since returning from his injury. So he seems to be back on his pace from last year, slowly but surely. Stephen Brault, a lefty going for the Pirates tonight, his first start of the season, has appeared in 6 games as a reliever this season and has not had positive results. 5.93 ERA and 13 and 2/3 innings so far this year. Our pick to perform now is sponsored by the Village of New Lenox. Whether you're building a new home or business, New Lenox is the place to be. It's extraordinary. We like the Cubs' first baseman as our pick to perform today, Victor Caratini. Fooled you right there. Anthony Rizzo just getting a day off today, as you may have heard Joel Maddon say in his interview with Ron Coomer. just been looking to get him a day off. He said he looked like he needed a day off and assured us that there's nothing wrong with Anthony Rizzo except for that he simply needed a day off today, which he will get. So Victor Caratini is our pick to perform. The scoreboard now sponsored by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Buy online and pick up at the new drive-through service. We'll be all over the Milwaukee-Cincinnati game. Milwaukee 3.5 back of the Cubs. St. Louis at San Diego. The Cardinals are 5.5 off of the Cubs' first place pace. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer are here. They are ready to go, as are the Cubs and Pirates. They're all next on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Handler here, talk Cubs with us. Mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score, home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Golfers, if you're looking for a golf experience like no other, then you have to visit Bolingbrook Golf Club, one of Chicago's true golf gems, featuring a rolling 18-hole championship golf course, award-winning driving range and golf academy, spectacular clubhouse, and the Nest Bar and Grill. Your Bolingbrook golf experience will be like no other. Bolingbrook is the perfect location for your next private event, function, or wedding. To book your tee time or for more information on events, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Come be impressed.
60, 59, 58.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Land Rover Lake Bluff, courtesy